You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. A first-of-its-kind training program at a Sacramento County prison is helping women learn how to brew coffee and, in turn, change lives for the better. Redemption Coffee at Rio Cosumnes Correctional Center, or RCCC, is a unique program for women with the goal of helping reduce the odds of reoffending by preparing students to thrive in the coffee industry. We sat down with Jamie Mason, Redemption Coffee's program director and legend high water, an alumna of the program who now works as a roaster, who shared how this program trains students in specialty coffee and connects them with community partners in the industry. Well, Jamie and Legend, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Jamie, I want to start with you because this really began with you. If you can start off by sharing your background in the coffee industry and how this led to you leading Redemption Coffee at Rio Cosumnes Correctional Center.
Well, I started in coffee in 1995 and kind of just fell in love with it right away and worked for different companies throughout my career as a barista. And being a barista, that's hard on your body sometimes. So I decided to start taking classes wherever I could, going to what we call in the industry cuppings and learning how to taste coffee and recognize different tasting notes, I guess. And I had great mentors that kind of guided me through the coffee industry and kind of what to do next. And I started with Bewley's a couple years before the pandemic. I was traveling around, and then obviously after the pandemic hit and we went on lockdown, we were no longer allowed to travel and I was laid off. But before that, we had met with the sheriff's department, and they had talked about this program that I'm running right now, Redemption Coffee, and I was excited, so I just wanted to make sure that that was still going to be happening. So I called the lieutenant at the time and told him, I'll work for free. Let's just get this going. Don't worry. Like, I wasn't doing much of anything else. So I just kind of stumbled into the job. I think I denied it twice because I was afraid of failing these women. That's, I think, the biggest thing that I was afraid of. And finally, the lieutenant just wouldn't take no for an answer. And I'm certainly glad he did that.
Yeah, as I'm sure many of your students are as well. I mean, we're talking about Redemption Coffee, but also this is rebuilding a life after incarceration. Did you have a personal connection to understanding these challenges, or what gravitated you towards wanting to pursue this?
Well, I think I was incredibly ignorant to a lot of what these women have gone through in the beginning. And I had a sister who had dealt with addiction. So I think that when I finally accepted it, I was doing it for her. And then I kind of fell in love with these women I get to meet and help mentor, because there are rough waters out there and we all need a life raft sometimes. And I've had many life rafts and mentors, and I like being a life raft for another woman.
Given that there are a variety of vocational programs offered at Rio Cosumnes, I mean, you have more, I think, expected or traditional ones like culinary arts and landscaping, welding, mechanics, but there are these unique programs as well. I mean, I was learning about beekeeping, a wild horse program, and now there's a barista program. How do you describe Redemption Coffee to people?
I say we're changing lives through coffee. pretty simple, like, just like that. I think we've got some excellent vocational programs out there and excellent educators that really just strive to help the people being housed at Rio Cosumnes right now.
I was looking at photos of the cafe, and it really just looks like any trendy cafe that you can find in a city across the country. I mean, who are the customers?
The customers are the sheriffs that work there, the employees and all the staff. We have counselors out there, other educators, the lawyers come out there too that are visiting. But that's really our customer base. And it was important to me when we were designing the cafe to make it feel like a third wave cafe. It, you know, this is a sanctuary for not only these women, but for me and the other trainer, Allison Bizarik, and the staff out there. It's just a little piece of, you know, not jail.
Yeah. Given that this is a newer vocational program at Rio Casumnes, was this emulated off similar programs at other correctional facilities?
It wasn't. But then I had discovered another one. I go down rabbit holes. So I discovered another program in London, and they were Redemption Roasters, where they started in a facility and then they grew outside the facility and they help a number of people. That's my goal.
Walk us through the training that students go through.
We go through, it's like a three-part process, and it's just the barista skills. But when I get a new student, you know, we just go through a coffee history lesson, kind of like a coffee 101, like, and then different, like, kind of bean to cup, and then different, we go back to certain things like, say, coffee processing. Each level has, we dive just a little bit deeper. And then in the stage two, we start with latte art, but that also.
Like the little hearts.
Oh, yeah.
And the shapes top of a latte.
Tulips, rosettas. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. But then I get excited about the science behind it. Legends over there. Just like, I love milk science and, you know, anything coffee science related. So we're going into the, you know, well, how is it that we can do this design? You know, let's get, you know, to the nitty gritty. So they not only know how to pour these, but they understand why.
Mm. That's wonderful. And Lynch, and that brings me to you. You're an alumna of Redemption Coffee. How did you come to learn of the barista program?
Well, going through the situation that I was going through, knowing that I had a significant amount of time that I was going to be at RCCC, I started looking into the different programs that they had available, because with the criminal background that I eventually ended up having, I couldn't go back into the work that I used to do. So I was looking for new skills. Initially, I looked into the welding and the construction. However, those are more geared towards the men. Officer Takeda, he came to me and he asked me how I felt about Redemption Coffee. And I was like, hey, you know, I'm trying to do whatever it takes to get me back to my children as fast as possible. So I did that. And I also did the beekeeping program as well as the custodial. So I did all of them. But most of my time I spent with Jamie and Allison. And what got me fully interested in it was learning the history behind where coffee originated. Finding out that it originated in Ethiopia, like, struck a chord with me. And then along those lines, I started asking, well, I don't want to be a barista. I have fun doing it, but I don't want to be a barista for something to do as a living wage. That's not what I wanted to do. So she mentioned the company Bewley's and that they have roasters and they roast coffee. And that's where my interest went into the science behind the roasting and how do they know how long to roast it to make it taste like this. And when I started with Jamie, coffee tastes like coffee. It smelt like coffee. I'm not a coffee drinker, but I now can pick out flavor notes. I can tell you if it's been burnt or if it's been open, if it's fermented, you know, based off of the different flavors and smells and things like that it gives off. She is a wonderful mentor. She is, for whatever is going to help us be successful, she does her absolute best to make sure leaving and even after, she tries to keep up with you and make sure that everything is going okay. And she's awesome. If it wasn't for her, I probably wouldn't have been at Bewley's. If I didn't know anything about Redemption Coffee, I don't think I would have had such a peaceful time at RCCC, because it gave me somewhere to put my energy, somewhere to focus on, something to, I don't want to risk losing being able to get out of the dorm to go do this, to go see, because the area is very beautiful. You see green grass. You're not seeing cages and, you know, things like that. It is more so like you are away from RCCC when you're at Redemption Coffee.
Yeah, and hearing from you, I mean, prior to Redemption Coffee, I mean, it was kind of difficult figuring out the next steps in your life, you know, once you were going to be released from RCCC Rio Casumnes, but you found Redemption Coffee, and that gave you a pathway, and it gave you really a time to also during your training to pause and to just kind of pause with yourself, which is so difficult to do for any of us. When you look back on your time there, like during that training, are there particularly special moments that you hold on to?
Well, every day is a special day when you work with Jamie, because there's no telling what, you know, our conversations we could have with her in complete and utter confidence, as long as we weren't saying we were going to harm ourselves or anything like that. So we were able to talk about us, what's going on, without fear of it being used against us. So that was always really, really good. And the fact that, you know, regardless of how tired she was, her and Allison, they always did their best to make sure that we were treated as employees and not inmates. You know, that was one of the main reasons why I stayed in the Redemption Coffee program so long, was her words to us was, you guys are employees when you're here. You're not inmates, you're not prisoners, and the officers are going to treat you as such, you know. So that was one of the main things.
I would imagine you also learned skills that can be applied outside of the coffee industry.
Well, yeah, I'm career customer service, so people skills and learning how to manage things are something that I do, and I'm a single mother of five. So I multitask very well, but there are a lot of things like I learned how to fix espresso machines and work on, we've learned how to think outside the box to come up with different stuff. It's amazing the different stuff that you'll learn as a barista, but it doesn't stop there. Jamie's program goes all the way up. It teaches you how to order supplies, how to manage a small coffee shop or even a bigger coffee shop. It goes all the way up there. It doesn't just stop at the barista level.
Yeah, so you're going from the science of it to the economics of it to the logistics of it to even the creativity of it,
yeah,
as well. And seeing what fits you the best, and if you want to apply that to your life once that you were released. And you did. I mean, you landed a role at Bewley's North America, mm-hmm, in their roastery. What does that mean to you? What do you do there?
So I do a little bit of everything. I'm still learning. I have been released from RCCC since the 17th of November, so it's going on almost 3 months. And Bewley's hired me, knowing my background, knowing all of that. I'm technically a pack operator / roaster. And I'm just learning more about the Bewley's company and how we run everything so that I can make this a longevity, because they gave me a shot when I know other people would not have.
And this is a key component. It's not just training students with skills so that once they're released, it's like, okay, well, you're on your own. Go look for a job in the coffee industry. This program, this vocational program, is also connecting students with potential employers.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, and I'm not the only one that Jamie and Redemption Coffee has been able to do this for. I personally have seen Jamie and the Redemption Coffee program help other women get into positions that they're looking for, whether it be in a barista or even if they need help going in a different direction, getting more training. Jamie is always available to help look up information. We applied for a program, the PACE NKG program, while I was still incarcerated, because it's a paid training on everything coffee, how to be a quality control Q grader. You know, so she's whatever is going to help us be as successful as possible.
That's wonderful. You know, part of this is the name, you know, Redemption Coffee. And a key word in that, obviously, is redemption. I mean, legend, do you feel the meaning of that word while going through this program and reflecting on your time with this program?
Well, yeah, because through the program, you learn, especially with me, being as old as I was and getting in trouble, you know, making a mistake, I was like, oh, I'm a felon. This is what I kept saying. It was a way to motivate myself to do better as well, because I know I need to have different skills. But going through the program, what was given back to me was, you're not a felon. You have a felony background. you are not a, this is, I heard this every, all the time. You are not a felon. You have a felony background, which made me think like, you know what? That's right. And so instead of looking at it in a negative content, I can now look at it in a positive content. And roundabout, Bewley's helps that too, because they're like, okay, yeah, we see that you have a background. We're going to give you a shot and see what you do with it from here.
That's so true. That's kind of, I mean, not just for our program, you're not a felon, you have a felony. Mm-hmm. What, I mean, that's the officers out there, the reentry team who are such an integral part to what I do out there. They're such a support and they don't get enough, I guess, recognition for what they do.
And but they keep up with you for a year after. You know, it's the reentry program is it's very good for people who want to make use of it and make the best out of it. It worked for me and I'm happy to be here. I told Jamie anything that she needs, I'll be right here.
You know, Jamie, what have students like Legend taught you?
Oh, that I don't know it all. That that I can regain another sense of purpose. These women have reignited not only my passion in coffee, but a passion I had no idea that was inside of me to kind of pay it forward or do something more with this industry that has cradled me for so long.
Yeah. I mean, you went from starting when it was just an idea to building the curriculum, actually putting it into practice and seeing results in people's lives like Legend. I mean, what is this journey meant to you? It's just really beginning.
Oh, it is just beginning because there's so much more to do. And I have to step back sometimes because I get so excited about things. And I have grown so much more as a trainer through these women and learning their stories and actually being able to talk about my stories too with them. I mean, it's, you know, it's a great feeling.
Legend, I mean, this came at a time when you were at our Triple C. I mean, if Redemption Coffee didn't exist, how do you think your time and your life after once you were released, how it would have been different?
It definitely would have been a lot tougher. I don't fold very quickly, but I was out on the 17th and that Monday I had my interview and that following Monday I started working. I wouldn't have been able to find a job that paid me enough to make sure that I caught up on my bills and, you know, all of that in time enough to avoid, you know, detrimental situations. So the Redemption program definitely did help me out and it helped keep my mind busy. It helped provide an oasis away from all of the hectic that's going on. You imagine living in a pod with 70 women, but they're behaving as if they're in middle school. You know, it becomes redundant. So to be able to actually leave and be gone from that for 8 hours a day or more, it gives you a kind of peace to be able to sit and focus on what you need to do next.
Legend and Jamie, thank you so much for joining
thank
us.
Thank you for
You're
having
welcome.
Us.
Jamie Mason is the program director of Redemption Coffee, a program offered to women incarcerated at Rio Sumnis Correctional Center in Sacramento County that trains students in specialty coffee and connects them with the coffee industry. And Legend Highwater is an alumna of the program and now works as a roaster at Bewley's North America. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.